Ukraine marks the day of remembrance of the heroes of the Heavenly Hundred, who were killed during the Revolution of Dignity in 2014, for the ninth time. It was from 18 to the 20th of February that the confrontation between the Ukrainian people and the then regime escalated as much as possible, resulting in the largest number of deaths of peaceful protesters 78. After the 20th of February, more than 20 people died from injuries. All of them formed the Memorial of the Fighters for Ukrainian Independence, the Heavenly Hundred. Later, 105 heroes of the Heavenly Hundred were posthumously awarded the title of Hero of Ukraine, and three foreigners, Belarusian citizen Mikhail Zhizhenevsky and Georgian citizens Zorab Kurtsia and David Kipiani, were posthumously awarded the Order of Heroes of the Heavenly Hundred. On the Day of Remembrance of the Heroes of the Heavenly Hundred, President Volodymyr Zelensky pointed out that the battle for the independence of Ukraine was ongoing. There is no doubt that Ukrainians will defend it and fulfill the dream of Ukrainian heroes. Today we honor the heroes who gave their lives for Ukraine and Ukrainians during the Revolution of Dignity. The heroes of the Heavenly Hundred. People of different ages and professions, from different regions, but with the same and true values. This is respect for every person. Freedom and equality. Democracy. Ukraine's openness to the world and the unity of our country with the whole of Europe. And, of course, it is Ukraine's independence. What motivated the maidens to gather and defend themselves? What motivates us to fight and liberate our land now, the head of state said. He also recalled the well-known saying, slaves are not allowed into paradise. Zelensky emphasized that this is the essence of the Ukrainian interpretation of freedom. This is the reason why there will be no enemy left on our land. Bohdan Marushyuk.